Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Kanan Janardhanan. Kanan Janardhanan is the Director of Business Development for Technology, Media, and Telecommunications at Intiv. Kanan is responsible for strengthening the long-term partnerships with existing TMT clients, as well as driving customer acquisition in the United States.
Well, good afternoon, Kanan. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me, and it's a pleasure.
It's certainly a pleasure, Kanan, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your day. And I know we're in different time zones, but this is amazing. I appreciate you, again, sharing your story today. So we're going to jump right into these questions. Kanan, you've got quite the career in technology as an analyst, a director, and now you're a client partner at Intiv. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Okay, it's an interesting question. I would say it's because of my passion for technology. My background is in engineering, and I love solving problems and applying tools and techniques. So technology is one of the aspect of my growth, and I apply the solutions to solve business problems and be creative about it. And the second aspect is identifying the right talent in the team, because the team does deliver what your customers are looking for. And I had the opportunity of working with very smart and talented individuals all along. And the learning never stops. You continue to learn from your peers, from your customers, from your organization, and of course, the tools of the trade. I have also had my share of mentors who advise me who I can go to, discuss ideas and have pros and cons of the choices that I make. All of that is a good element of the career growth so far. And I'm also very pragmatic, be adaptive, and have the patience to create success stories. From an inspiration standpoint, I think I would say it's the human interaction that I do with my customers, my team, and the amount of energy they bring to the table is incredible, and that keeps me going.
I love that. And it seems like that seems to be the big sentiment here. The main thread is people are, at the end of the day, the ones that inspire us all. So that's awesome. Thank you, Kanan. So let's talk about the pandemic a little bit. It's starting to lift. Hopefully we'll go back to some sort of normalcy and this Delta variant will go away. But what's your plans for business growth going forward? And will it be any different than the last 16 months?
Okay, so you're right. I think the pandemic is slowing down and the restrictions are being lifted here in North America as well as in Europe and in some parts of APAC. But if you look back when the pandemic started, I think within the 3 months into the pandemic, what we saw is the change in behavior of our customers. The customers accelerated their digital adoption and by an average of 3 years, and the digitization of their products and services by about 7 to 9 years. This is an incredible shift and unprecedented leap in the way that they started developing the digital products. So as we are coming out of the pandemic, what we are seeing is an increase in their CapEx budget and the CapEx allocation, while the OpEx continues to be at the pre-pandemic level. So at Intiv, we are a digital service provider, and our growth plans are around our value proposition in being a customer-centric company, in advocating a design-led product development. And we deliver from our global development centers and design centers in Europe and in Argentina, using our award-winning UX design team and engineering teams. So our plans for the growth is centered around the increase in the CapEx spending by our customers in building the digital products. And we are continuing to deliver these products, creating a business value to our customers, impacting their business outcomes, and making sure they are achieving the digital maturity in their journeys and gain a significant market share in their respective sectors.
Great. Thank you for sharing, Kanan. I know it's been a challenge for everybody, but especially in your particular role as heading up the growth, it's very important. And there's a lot of moving parts that you obviously have to monitor and forecast. So appreciate the share. So Kanan, you're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your service offerings. Is there anything you might be able to share with us today?
Sure. I think I'll talk with respect to the industry that I am in, just the TMT. TMT stands for the technology, media, and the telecommunication industry. And I would say we are at a very exciting time because innovation is driving all these three sectors. So if I have to look at the technology offerings and services that we provide, we are always lockstep with what our customer expectations are. And we provide a very strong consultative offerings from our CTO organization in terms of technology architecture, technology framework, open source adoption, cloud modernization, and the cloud deployments. But if I have to take a step back and look at each of these areas, you know, if I look at technology and the technology-based customers that I have, we have a wide range of information service offered product customers. We have customers that are building automation products. We have customers that are building Industry 4.0 products. And each of these companies are very pretty data intensive. So our services around the data and the data analysis, data segmentation, data visualization are growing, and coupled with the AI ML offerings to do more of predictive analysis. Now, of course, the table stakes are your regular cybersecurity and the cloud, and your CI/CD and the DevOps. On top of that, we are also seeing a trend towards the AI ops and the ML ops, which are going to control the way that AI MLs are being adapted by these customers. Now, shifting gear to media, what we are seeing is a lot of interest in the connected devices and connected applications. Streaming services are huge, as you know, and OTT is picking up. Coupled with the omni-channel delivery, towards all of this are working towards enhancing the customer experience, increasing the social interaction, social watching. And of course, AI again plays a big role. There are several use cases around content, content distribution, content management, and content recommendations, so on and so forth. Now, if I add the last layer, which is the telecommunication layer, they are at the confluence of all the three. They are building a massive infrastructure, for 5G, for supporting all these connected devices, IoT, of course, increasing the mobility, AI ML again, and robotics, and video audio processing, and all of that. So not only they're building the backbone infrastructure, but they're also adding this value-added segments on top of the infrastructure that they're building. So I would say, we are at an exciting time, helping our customers, achieve their technology goals, impacting, larger business outcomes.
Thank you. That's really important. Those three verticals that you had just shared with us around the telecommunications, technology, and media, and that's certainly something that has kind of enlightened me today, but also will help with our audience as well. So thank you, Kanan. And so Kanan, last question. Could you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in technology or leadership?
Sure. I've had my run in the last 20 plus years. I started as an analyst and became a program leader and a project leader and program manager. And at some point I shifted into business operations and took on managing large businesses and managing the profit P&L and so on and so forth. So this is a shift for me from being a technologist to being a client partner in the role of, developing the business and growing the business. I would say to any aspiring leader in both technology and the leadership, to be open-minded and, no task is small. And continue to learn and be that leader who is able to define the problem and who can foster creativity among the teams and help your team build impactful solutions. And that's pretty much will do the job.
Thank you, Kanan. I appreciate that. And I love the way your career has been pretty diverse and how it's grown over the years. And you have a breadth of knowledge and wisdom that you're able to share. So thank you. And Kanan, It was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Bye for now.